All right, Kevin McCullough, you know, it's that time of year when we start thinking about the ones we love and perhaps the ones we're going to see over the Thanksgiving or Christmas holidays and all of the people in our lives that we so appreciate. And this last recent history here with Veterans Day and the 245th anniversary or birthday of the Marines make me always even more thankful for those who have served in uniform for our country. But right now, we are facing some unique times for the existence of our veterans as they are dealing increasingly with a world that's changing. And as coronavirus recovery continues, that is also added now to the mix. Joining me to discuss these important things is the American Legion National Commander, James Bill Oxford. And Commander Oxford, it is great to have you on Kevin McCullough Radio. Thank you for being here.
Kevin, thank you. It's an honor to be here and represent the 3 million members of our American Legion family.
For people that are unfamiliar, remind us who the American Legion is.
Well, the American Legion was founded in 1919, 100 plus years ago, as a organization of wartime veterans. That was the World War One guys coming back from the war, World War One. But as history has progressed, there have been other elements of conflict, and the American Legion's expanded membership. So up until last year, the American Legion was still a organization composed of wartime veterans. Last year, we convinced Congress to open up membership to any active duty serviceman or woman who's been on active duty since December 7, 1941. So we are currently the world's largest, almost 1.8 million members of veterans.
Well, and in the reality of that, you know, there's some things that have changed in even just the last 12 months. And I know that that's impacted the Legion. Let's talk about the COVID-19 pandemic. How has the pandemic impacted what the American Legion has been called to respond to?
Well, Kevin, that's a great question. We have almost 13,000 Legion posts scattered across the world, and many Legion posts and most Legion posts have been impacted by the government regulations, the CDC recommendations, the isolation, the social distancing, the crowd confinements. Those kind of things have impacted Legion posts across the country. And I mean, we have not been as active as we have been in past years, but the American Legion is still on the job, still doing the things that we do and can do because of the pandemic. Legion Post, we've been doing things like food drives or drive-through meals or PPE collection or PPE distribution or Red Cross blood drives. Those kinds of things we are still able to do, and that's who we are, by just serving America.
Yeah. Why are veterans hit hard in the economic downturn? I was just with some people over the weekend that have made an outstanding effort to focus on hiring veterans. But it seems like veterans do get disproportionately impacted when the economy doesn't do as well.
Well, that's another great question. If we think about the veterans of this country, typically when at their age, when they should have been in college or starting to develop a career, most of their classmates were already in college or starting up the corporate ladder, whereas a veteran was spending his prime years in the military. So veterans are starting behind the power curve because of the service that they made to this country. So as we think about the impact, they are in a mid-level position, many of them, and it's because of the pandemic that they are facing hardships.
We're speaking with National Commander Bill Oxford of the American Legion. And Bill, you yourself were a Vietnam War veteran, and those veterans had a particularly, troublesome return home because the nation was very divided over the action that they had taken. My personal family, we had several Vietnam veterans, and we were very proud to welcome them home and proud of their service. But nonetheless, sometimes culture and politics gets into these things and creates additional burdens. I'm just curious, you've advocated for GI Bill benefits to be linked to those that are part of the veterans that are dealing with different things. Talk to me about why those benefits would be important.
Well, Kevin, if we think about the veteran who might be receiving those GI Bill benefits, he didn't cause the pandemic. He didn't cause the COVID virus. But because of the virtual classroom now, many the VA and the DOD have considered canceling GI benefits because they're not in a classroom. But those veterans are still in need of those benefits. They still face housing, food, medicine, those kinds of things. So it's essential that we maintain those GI Bill payments to those veterans enrolled in continuing their education.
I get that. Let me ask you this. What are some of the biggest issues facing veterans today outside of what we've already discussed?
Well, I think the biggest issue, and we can all agree on this, is veteran suicides. Military suicides, just the active duty component this year is up by 20%. Wow. But veteran suicides, we're still having up to 20 veterans a day commit suicide. And 20 is a travesty. One is a travesty. But as we continue to look at those kinds of things, we need to do a couple things. As a society, we need to make sure every veteran is enrolled into the VA medical system. And as we continue to consider suicides, we need every member of society aware of a suicide prevention hotline. And that number, by the way, is 1-800-273-8255. But the Veterans Service Organizations have a critical part in that, making sure every veteran's enrolled into the VA medical system. But society also has a part. And the TSA has a great saying. It says, if you see something, say something.
Yeah.
But if anybody sees a veteran in a potential crisis situation or approaching a potential breakover point, we need to say something. The VA does great work in suicide prevention, but as we move forward, I think we need to make sure every VSO and every citizen in this country is aware that military suicides and veteran suicide is approaching a critical point.
Well, and I want to reinforce that the VA has undergone some significant changes in the last 4 years, and all for the better. And friends, if you know of veterans that aren't part of the VA system, get them involved. But write down that phone number too that Bill just gave, 800-273-8255, 800-273-8255. Commander Oxford, we appreciate your insights on this very important topic. Thanks for everything that the Legionnaires are doing. The American Legion, a great organization. If you'd like more information, friends, go to legion.org, L-G-I-O-N, Legion, L-E-G-I-O-N.org. Commander Bill Oxford, thank you for your time today.
Kevin, thank you for the invitation, the opportunity. It's an honor.
Absolutely. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.